Hey, folks, listen, you know, from time to time, we like to feature folks who have done well and still maintain their connections to the AJR listing area. And I want to introduce you to a new friend named Nancy Swing. Nancy is a WI high school graduate. She has she's not only a WI graduate, she's a WVU graduate. She also earned a master's degree in television production at Boston University. And she worked for CBS in Hollywood. She has traveled extensively over the last 40 years. She and her husband, she's been on five different continents. And she's out with a new book, and she's going to tell us a little bit about that in the next segment. But this first segment, I want to talk a little bit about Nancy Swing. Nancy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. Listen, I know it's early in California. I appreciate you getting up and being with us. But this is your hometown radio station. It's probably you probably enjoy coming back online here, right?
Well, I was going to say it's nice to be back in West Virginia, even if it's just my voice.
Hey, listen, tell us a little bit about growing up in Clarksburg. And I announced you are a WI graduate, right?
That's right. Mike King and I graduated a lot of years ago. Maybe I shouldn't even say what year.
Well, Mike, you know, everybody knows that Mike King's an old guy.
Well, I'm an old gal. We graduated in 1961 from WI.
And then you
went, time ago.
And do you still have family here? I know you have friends here. Mike thinks a lot of you, and you still have friends here. Do you have family here?
Unfortunately, no. I'm the last of the Swings, and everyone else is gone.
Well, and do you get to come back home often or for your reunions or anything?
Well, I was back about 2 years ago, and also I was back for the 40th reunion. Mm-hmm. And got to see a lot of old friends. So I saw Mike, in fact, a couple of years ago, and Rick Wilson, and drove around town and went out to Menards, I remember, and just went around to a lot of the old places having a good time.
Menards is still going strong, Nancy, and a great place to eat, huh?
Still some of the greatest spaghetti, and I used to live in Italy, so I know.
Hey, listen, so let's talk a little bit about that. After graduation from WVU, went to Boston, then you ended up in Hollywood with CBS, and take it from there. I mean, how did you end up on this becoming this world traveler?
Well, let's see. After I went to school in Boston and got my master's and was at CBS for a while, I was at Peace Corps volunteer in Afghanistan. And I was doing a weekly radio show. I was not on the air. I was producing it, but also doing various kinds of connected stuff for the Ministry of Agriculture. So we do a radio show, and then we go out and meet with the farmers and put up displays and talk about different things that we thought would be useful for them to know, and their wives as well.
So Afghanistan was your first venture outside the country?
Actually not. When I was an undergraduate at West Virginia, I did a summer in India, travel study work program for students. It was a national program. They selected 18 of us to go to India, mm-hmm. and I was working in Bombay.
So you went from India to Afghanistan, and somewhere along the line, a husband shows up, right?
That's right. That's in California while I was working for CBS. And we started out just as good friends, but ended up getting married. Maybe mm-hmm. that's the best way to do it because it's lasted.
There you go. Hey, that's good advice, I think, actually. So his career and your career sort of mirrored each other, or at least your career developed kind of following him, right?
Well, actually not. We were introduced because we had been working overseas. We were introduced by a mutual friend. Mm-hmm. And he was working in Sacramento at the time. I was in Los Angeles. We got married, and we said, you know, what we really want is an international life. So it was a joint decision. Mm-hmm. And we went to Tanzania the first time, and we were there for 2 years. And in Tanzania, I directed a film for the Lutheran Church because they wanted to show their members how their money was being spent. And so they were creating hospitals and a music school and primary education and all kinds of things. So we shot that film. Not my husband, but we as the people I was working with while I was in Tanzania.
Mm-hmm. And then, so what's he? What? Where did you go from there? What does he do?
he's a lawyer, and he was advising governments. Where I was working at the grassroots level, he was working at the policy level. So a lot of the time, we wouldn't be in the same country. We would be on short-term assignments. And, for example, he would be in China, and I would be in Pakistan.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, is he a diplomat of sorts, or how does an attorney go from country to country?
Well, he was a consultant also. So just like me, he would be hired directly by the foreign government or by an international organization like the United Nations or the World Bank, or maybe by a U.S. government like the U.S. Agency for International Development. So we would have contracts to work short-term or long-term in developing countries.
Well, I think, and this spanned, what, 40 years?
Yep, more or less.
Look, I tell you what we're going to do, Nancy. We're going to take a break. There's a couple callers who want to talk to you, and I want to talk with our listeners a little bit about a book that you have written, 20 years in the making, that's released here, just released. Folks, you're listening to the Mike Queen Show. Stick with us. We're going to continue our discussion with Nancy Swing as soon as we get back.
Your print and sign superstore on the AJR News Network.
Hey, folks, you can hear the Mike Queen Show on the AJR News Network Monday through Friday from 9:06 to 10 a.m. Spike Nesmith is our producer. Aaron Payne is our assistant producer. And in the house is our assistant to the assistant producer, Mike King. Travis Jones is the operations manager. John Halford is our executive producer. Nancy, I thought I was going to have a chance to ask you some more questions, but people keep calling in. Do you know a guy named Bob Swagger?
I do. That's another 1961 classmate.
Is it okay to let him ask you a question?
Well, okay.
Hey, Bob, good morning to you.
I won't ask a hard question. I promise.
Hey, Bob, where are you calling from?
I'm in Leesburg, Virginia.
Well, I got
right
you
outside of Washington, D.C.
I got you in Leesburg. I've got Mike King here on. I got him wired up in Clarksburg. And Nancy, yeah. you're where are you in California?
I'm on the central coast of California in a tiny town called Pacific Grove.
Pacific Grove. Hey, Bob, you remember this gal, right?
I do. We were classmates, and if you got Mike King and I are old buddies, too.
He's sitting right here. Don't talk bad about him because he can hear you.
I can't talk bad about him.
Well, we've been through that. Hey, this is a mini-class reunion, by the
right
way.
Right here.
It is.
Hey, I'm going to charge you guys reunion dues. Hey, Nancy, listen. Bob, you stick with us. You've traveled five different continents, and you come up with this concept of this book that's just been being released. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this is a mystery that takes place in Laos, where we lived for a couple of years in the early 90s. And a foreign, very popular woman is found drowned in the Mekong, and everybody's trying to cover up, and they say, oh, it was just an accident. But some folks don't believe it, and the hero, well, actually it's a heroine because I can only write about women from my own point of view. The heroine finds out what happened.
You kind of tease around about it, but this book is a 20-year labor of love from, this is your first major publication, right?
Well, it's the first fiction. Yeah, I've written a lot of nonfiction and professional stuff and scripts and so on, but this is the first fiction book that I've written.
It's called Malice on the Mekong, and it can be purchased through Amazon, right?
That's right, Amazon.com. You just go on Amazon and either type in my name or the title, Malice on the Mekong, and it'll show up, and they'll send it to you.
And tell us a little bit more about the mystery itself. Is she a socialite that shows up drowned in the river?
Yeah, she's a very social gal, and she also kind of tries to run the expatriate community, the community of all the foreigners living there. And that causes some problems because not everybody likes her. She's popular with some people, but other people think she's pushy.
So these two brothers find her body in the river, and it starts from there.
That's right. The two local boys, they're just little young kids riding on the backs of water buffaloes because not everybody goes to school in the third world. And they find her body. They contact the abbot at the local temple, and he contacts the police. But then there's a cover-up. because people say, well, we just, let's keep it quiet. It's not worth it. And this woman named Anjali gets involved and starts just talking to people. And the more she talks to people, the more she learns. And so she finally finds out how this woman, whose name is Sophia, how Sophia ended up in the Mekong.
And Anjali, who leads you, you take through this book, you're quick to say, is a chocoholic Hindu grandmother who likes a gin and tonic now and then.
That's right.
Now, does
that
remind you of any of your friends back here in Clarksburg?
No, not in Clarksburg, but it does remind me of a few women I've known.
Well, all right. So are there any characters in the book that would sort of remind you of a Mike King type or a Bob Swagger type?
I wish I could say that, but they're going to show up in my next book, which takes place in West Virginia.
Hey, well, yeah, that. Now I wanted to ask you about that. You have a series coming up, right?
That's right. I've already written one of them. Mm-hmm. That's called Child's Play, and it'll be out in the fall. And in that one, two women have to join together. Actually, one's a poverty-stricken girl in junior high, sort of like some Central High where some of us went to. And the other's the alcoholic sister of a wealthy woman. And those two people end up dead, and their friends and relatives have to find out what happened.
And when it says a series, is this a series of books you're doing, or is there a theme that connects them all?
Well, they all take place in the fictitious town of Lewiston, West Virginia, which is a little bit like Clarksburg. And by the time you read all three books, you're going to have an overview of all the different kinds of people that live in this town.
And that's where Bob Swagger and Mike King come in, right?
Absolutely.
All right, listen. Nancy, you stick with us. I'm going to keep these two guys with me. We're going to go take this real quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the old town Clarksburg, or at least back in the 1960s. Folks, you're listening to the Mike Queen Show, powered by the AJR News Network. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mike Queen Show on the AJR News Network.
Hey, folks, welcome back. And welcome to the class of 1961. It's a reunion of sorts here on the Mike Queen Show. We're talking to Nancy Swing. She's the author of a new book called Malice on the Mekong. And it's a mystery novel, if you will, and one that she's pretty proud of. It's taken her 20 years to put it all together, and we have a copy of it sitting right here in front of us that she sent to her friend Mike King, who is also a graduate of the class of 1961. He is in the studio here with me. You got two good friends on the phone here. I'm almost afraid to let Bob Swagger say anything. Will he say anything about you? Or you said you ran around together in high school.
Well, Bob's a diplomat, so I don't think he'll say anything bad.
It's because you know things on him, too. I think that's what that is.
That's right.
Hey, Bob Swagger, are you still with us?
I am.
Hey, so listen, you've been pretty successful in your own right.
Just hard work. I learned all that from my relatives and friends in West Virginia.
Do you get to come back here some, Bob?
I do. I come back to see Mike and Coach Castellanon, who passed away not too long ago.
Sure. Now, you live in Leesburg, Mike tells me, right?
Yes, sir.
Golf course developer. He said that your dad helped to run the Southern Pine Building there on Broadway. That's where I grew up.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Sir. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was there for most of his life, and we lived both on Horner Avenue, right behind the high school, WI High School, and
sure.
Over on Buchanan Avenue.
Sure. Hey, Nancy, you can tell stories if you want about these two. I'm afraid to let them start telling stories about each other.
No, I refuse to tell those stories because we might all get in trouble.
Hey, there's a statute of limitations on some of that stuff now. You don't have to worry about that. Hey, Nancy, so listen, you've got to be proud of the fact that this book's out. You've got this new book, or this new series of books coming out. I think it's interesting, and I hope you'll keep in contact with us. It does take place in a fictitious town in West Virginia, and I'm sure you're going to rely on some of your old friendships and your experiences here in Clarksburg growing up to kind of lead you down some of those storylines.
Absolutely, because, you have to write about what you know about. And I found that after I finished this book about Laos, Laos on the Mekong, I found that I just wanted to start writing about my growing up years and my West Virginia years. So I started writing, and the next thing I knew, I had three books, not one book.
Mike, are you afraid she's going to, there's going to be some references to you in there?
Well, you know, the names will be withheld, I'm sure.
The names are changed to protect the innocent.
That's exactly right.
Protect the guilty, it sounds like to me. Hey, Bob, did you have something you wanted to talk with Nancy about?
Yeah, when one of our classmates sent us an email and told us that Nancy's written a book, I got the book.
He's already read it.
And I read it, and I picked out three different people as I was reading the book that had done it, and none of them had done it. So, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
It was a lot of fun to read.
Hey, Nancy, that's exactly what you want to happen, right?
Exactly. I wanted to fool you right up to the end. So that's what you try to do, and I'm glad to hear that it worked out.
Hey, folks, I hate to cut you short. We're down at the last 30 seconds here. I really appreciate, Nancy, appreciate you calling in. Bob, I appreciate you being part of the show as well. Of course, Mike King is here with me. Nancy, thanks for getting up early and being with us.
It was my pleasure, believe me.
See you guys.